To get started. Good evening, everybody. This is Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Who's excited for this episode? I am, and I hope you are as well. My longtime listeners will know that the last few weeks have just been pre-recorded episodes, which was mandated, just out of necessity. I had to. I was on a trip back up to Canada, actually, but more eastern BC. I saw a lot of family, which was great. Shout out to all the family that I saw. And if you're listening now, say hi. If you're listening now and you want to say hi, you can email me at wireandnerve@hotmail.com or follow my Instagram, which the handle is at wireandnerveradio. I got a lot of cool stuff for you today. This is probably the most excited I've been about an episode in a good long while. This is all cool things. First up, we have Pain by this band called The Berserker. I found out about them recently. They're like early 2000s industrial grindcore. It's absurd. It's gonna kill you. If you're not ready to get killed by this music, maybe tune off. But I know you're not going to, because my show's awesome. Check it out.
Your is Bird Note. Zoos can be great places to see birds, and not just in an aviary. Next time you visit, keep an eye out for wild birds that choose to live in this urban green space. One frequent visitor at many zoos is the black-crowned night heron. At the St. Louis Zoo, there's often one hanging around the outdoor penguin exhibit, hoping to steal a stray fish from the penguin's food. Elsewhere, night herons are after more than a quick meal. Since the late 1800s, a large rookery of black-crowned night herons has nested at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington, D.C. Chicago's Lincoln Park Zoo hosts hundreds of night herons. And at the Detroit Zoo, several dozen pairs take up their summer residence in trees near the crocodile exhibit. Night herons love nesting near bodies of water, where they can catch fish, frogs, and other prey. So a zoo that has a pond or two nearby turns out to be a perfect spot for a night heron rookery. Wildlife-friendly landscaping can create opportunities for species that struggle to find habitat elsewhere. For black-crowned night herons, a city zoo can be home sweet home. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Thank you.
Wire and Nerve Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. That was Bloody Way to Total Ecstasy by Thorophon. And before that, Shuchu Ryoku Part 1, X Order. Those two are both German, I believe, and released in the same year. So, you know, those Germans really had the... I feel like there's directionality on my mic. I don't want that. The Germans had the power electronics down in 2013. Very impressive stuff. Before that, as mentioned, Pain by the Berserker. Self-titled album, their first one. I really dig the second one. But don't go looking it up because it's on Bandcamp. And I want to buy the CD before it sells out. So don't buy it because I want to buy it. I'll be right back with you, but we got a little bit of time. We got enough time. I'm going to spin the show promo I wanted to spin now so that I have it over with for later. Check it.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Hi guys, thank you kindly. My headphones are still, if you remember from last time, my headphones were kind of messing up and I got them partially fixed, but I gotta be careful with the cord still because every once in a while cuts out, which isn't fun. But you know what is fun? Finding out that a band you really enjoy has been sitting on the shelves of a local music store for like the past year. I found out about Deutsch Nepal through a compilation I bought titled A Rainy November Day in Rukla. Incredible comp, incredible bands on there, but one that really stood out to me was Deutsch Nepal with their song. I don't actually remember what the song's called. Don't worry about it. Anyways, I found out that this store I really like here in Seattle, Al's Music and Games, was carrying a copy of Benevolence by Deutsch Nepal. For like a while. I didn't realize it was Deutsch Nepal, and then I saw it. I was like, oh my god, these are the guys who I really like. So, recently, because I got a little extra spending money, I picked it up, and that's what I'm going to play for you now. This is The Fire Within My Cold Heart. Let's dig it. Please start. It's got a quiet intro. I'm going to talk till the music kicks in, because if there's one thing you know about radio... there's always got to be sound going. I think it's because... Okay, here we go. You don't get to know. Bye-bye.